The Old Testament reading for Christmas Day is from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice, together they sing for joy. For eye to eye, they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm from before the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson comes from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's rise. Gospel according to John, the first chapter.
Glory.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him not anything that was made was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, his name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace on this Christmas morning. From our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have to admit that producing three sermons on roughly the same texts for 2 days is probably beyond my abilities, at least of the type that the modern world kind of expects. I was talking with a couple of fellow ministers just a few weeks ago about homily expectations. And if there was one thing that we all agreed upon, it's that we wished we could do what Luther or C.F.W. Walther were able to get away with. If you've ever read one of Luther's sermons, I'd bet dollars to donuts that you'd have the same reaction I tend to. Luther, in his time, was known as a great preacher. Yet it doesn't jump off the page. Yeah, the theological works are there, and he has such great psychological insight. But the form that it's in, it's not something that would work today. Both Luther and then Walther would preach for 30 to 60 minutes, long by our 12 to 15 minute standards. And both Luther and Walther would go into the pulpit and proceed to explain or just exegete the text. They would both, interspersed with explainers, make emotional connections to that text from their common life experience. And that in itself might have been the foundation of their reputation. They didn't fear reading the life experienced in the light of Scripture. There was an immediacy present to them that wasn't present in all the rest of the time. But rhetorical works, they weren't. What that group of ministers realized was that TED Talks or TV shows are what sermons tend to be grouped with today. The ancient church fathers, who tended to be rhetoricians first, like Augustine and Chrysostom, the golden-tongued one, are better in that regard. But a polished work of rhetoric, like most of those TED Talks, are incredibly concentrated things. Bill Gates once said that his talk was 1,000 hours of preparation. Obviously not all his, but still. Even if the typical parish pastor had the skill, that level of time would escape. Yet, what I have, that none of those TED Talks or TV pontificators have, is what Isaiah shares with us this morning. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him who brings good news. God has a message to tell. And if the stones have to cry it out, they will cry out that good news. Now, God would prefer to have a living stone say it, however humble they might deliver that message. The message of God comes with a power that none of those polished works of rhetoric have. The good news comes with power because Christ is God's own word for us. First, that message is the publication of peace. In this child born in Bethlehem, God has put down his battle bow and has declared unilateral peace. All who would accept this child as the very image of the Father, a great and mighty wonder, a full and holy cure. All who welcome him, the pleasure of the Lord rests upon them, and they shall know his peace. If you want a war, if you want to keep your sins, go ahead. But here is peace. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Second, from that divine peace springs happiness. The waste places of Jerusalem break forth into singing. Angelic choirs can't be contained by the heavens and are heard singing all over the fields. Shepherds, when they see him, return glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, which was just as it had been told them. Song is a sure sign of the presence of joy. One of the greatest sorrows of our time, I think, is how little we actually sing. My guess is that this hour on Sunday morning is one of the one places anybody sings that's left. We let others do it for us. And often, such bad music. But the peace of God, which brings happiness to our hearts. We can join all creation in the worship of the one who gives us everything. Rejoice, O vales and mountains, and oceans, clap your hands. Third, this peace and happiness is not just a temporal thing or a limited thing. It's not just for a remnant of Jews. It's not just for peasants. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. We simple preachers get to publish salvation. Since all he came to ransom, by all be he adored. The infant born in Bethlehem, the Savior and the Lord. This key of David has opened wide our heavenly home and comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem and closed the path to misery. And lastly, most importantly, hear, O Zion, your God reigns. He's not left us alone, but he's come to us. He's not granted power to Satan to torture, but he sent him falling down like lightning. He's not handed over the world and all creation to decay and death, but he's subjected it for a little while in hope. In hope that all creation itself will be set free from its bondage to sin and corruption, and all creation obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. In hope that even though the world did not know him or receive him, the children of God would. The children not born of flesh, but born of the Word. He's not handed us over to our sinful flesh, but all creation waits for the revealing, when we shall see him eye to eye, when the Lord returns to Zion. Your God reigns, and on that day, all idols then shall perish, and Satan's lying cease, and Christ shall raise his scepter, decreeing endless peace. May the peace of Christ remain in your hearts today, until that great day. Amen. Close the way.